The Witch of Blackberry Bottom, written by Dick King Smith and read by June Whitfield.
The first thing you noticed was the smell. Just outside the village, there was a little turning where quite a steep lane led down into a wooded hollow. This hollow was almost surrounded by trees, and as you went down the lane towards it, the smell hit you. To people, it was just a strong farmyard smell of manure and muck. But to a dog, with his far more sensitive nose, it would have meant a whole host of things. He would have detected the scent of a lot of other dogs, and cats, and goats, and chickens, and a faint whiff of donkey. There was a human being down there in the hollow, too, his nose would have told him. If he had ventured nearer, he might have set eyes on her, and this is what he would have seen. A very tall, thin woman, dressed in very old clothes, some of which looked as though they had been made from sacks, which some of them had, surrounded by a pack of dogs of all shapes and sizes. On top of a mop of frizzy grey hair, she wore a man's flat cap, and beneath the cap was a quite unusual face, a strong brown Roman-nosed face, etched with deep lines. Under bold eyebrows, one very blue eye looked out upon the world. Over the other eye was a black patch. No one in the village could remember how long Miss Slade had lived in Blackberry Bottom. It seemed as if she'd always been there in her ancient caravan, surrounded by a cluster of old huts and sheds made of wood and tin, in which her animals were shut at night. No one in the village much cared to go down the lane into that hollow, partly on account of the smell, and partly because over the years the villagers had come to believe that Miss Slade was different from ordinary people. "You keep away from there," they told their children. "If you know what's good for you, you keep well clear of that old woman down Blackberry Bottom." "Why?" the children asked. "Because she's a witch, that's why." Not that the village children always obeyed. Some did, being frightened at the idea, but there were boys and girls who would make their way down the steep lane, moving as cautiously as Native Americans, smelling that fruity smell, and hearing below them the barking of dogs, the meowing of cats, the bleating of goats, the cackle of chickens, and sometimes the creaking groan of a donkey. The boldest might espy Miss Slade in her sack-like clothes and her flat cap, and perhaps she might catch sight of them with her one good eye, and if she did, she would wave an arm at them. Actually, this was a beckoning gesture. "Come along, then. Come and see me if you want to." But to the children it seemed that she was signalling, "Get out of here, clear off!"